to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Dr. Chan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Dane Wigington, and we're going to be talking about weather control. It's very difficult for the average individual to accept the fact that there really is weather control in the United States and throughout the world today. After all, I mean, sometimes weather does change, and we go through cooling cycles and warming cycles, and that's the way it's been for thousands of years. And that is absolutely true. But unfortunately, there are people who've learned how to use science, and they can influence the normal cycles and create terrible havoc as far as certainly our weather and as far as our food, as far as our crops, certainly as far as the lives of our people are concerned. And by so doing, they can damage our health, the health of our forests, the health of our animals, the health of our whales and fish. And where are the environmentalists when you need them? As a organized effort to utilize large doses of aluminum in various forms to alter the weather and create a mantle over the world reflecting, actually, which is responsible for any global warming that does exist in the world. Well, Dane, why don't you pick up the story and tell our listeners what's going on and why we should be concerned and how they're doing it. Go ahead.
Thank you for addressing this issue, Stan. And this is certainly the largest elephant in the room as far as untold stories goes. And many people have heard of cloud seeding and weather modification programs like that, of which there's in any given year in the continental U.S. 100 or 150 of these smaller regional programs. But overlying these are massive global geoengineering programs. And geoengineering implies weather modification on a global scale, as you indicated, Stan. And all the regional programs really are negated by these overlying programs that are really radically altering our weather at this point. And people are starting to wonder, for example, I think about 12 days ago in Atlanta it was 84 degrees. It snowed 3 days later. People should really wonder with swings like that what in the world is going on. And in fact, at this point, Stan, that the global geoengineering programs are so altering weather patterns that there's really nothing that can be considered truly natural weather at this point because things are influenced somewhere along the chain of weather development.
Well, basically, how do they do it?
If people have not heard of this, Stan, it's geoengineering can involve several aspects of weather modification. And there's two acronyms. There's SAG, Stratospheric Aerosol Geoengineering, and SRM, which is Solar Radiation Management. And aerosols, many people don't quite understand. It's just simply a suspended particle in the atmosphere. And all available data, Stan, indicates that we have so much of these aerosols being sprayed from aircraft, and these are the long trails that people see that linger in the sky and spread out and start to cover the whole horizon. But even on days when you can't see these long trails, you see just the silvery white skies, the cobweb-looking clouds, and the hazy upper level of the atmosphere, that's a sign of massive aerosol saturation. And in fact, official science figures on global dimming, something a term most people have not heard about, is that fully in the last 5 decades, 20% of the sun's direct rays are no longer reaching the surface of the planet because of these aerosols. So, I mean, there is literally a cocoon of toxic metal around the planet at this point, and it's poisoning virtually everything on the ground. People wonder why ADD, Alzheimer's, autism, and a long list of other degenerative diseases are going off the charts. And certainly there's a lot of pollution in the planet, and we have not been kind to the planet in general as far as the weather and the climate goes, but nothing is as great a causal factor as these massive global programs that are being completely ignored by mainstream media.
Well, now, basically, what about how much of this is simply a normal exhaust from jet planes, and how much of it is actual spraying?
Well, not much is exhaust in the term of these particulates we're talking about. And there's the debate rages on for those that are either skeptics or disinformation people on what is a condensation trail and what is a particulate trail, which would relate to geoengineering. According to NOAA's original data on conditions necessary for a condensation trail, NOAA is the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, conditions necessary for any condensation trail would be 70 below 70% humidity. You simply don't have that very often, other than the coldest regions and the coldest times of year. And to relate this to people, you know, when your breath on a cold morning leaves a mist, you don't walk down the street for a mile and look behind you and have a trail hanging there in the sky, you know, and then this there behind you from your breath. I mean, it's the same with a condensation trail behind an aircraft. They don't hang there forever unless it's a particulate. And that's what we're talking about, payload disbursements, not something mixed in the fuel, but we have patents for powder contrail generator. And the materials falling on the ground, Stan, match the primary ingredients in those patents. And, I mean, we're talking about aluminum, for example, in rainfall that has literally reached lethal levels in recent years. And there's simply nowhere else it can be coming from but these programs. And they're being ignored by even state water quality testing agencies. For example, in California, they quit testing for aluminum in 2002. You know, why is that? And I've been personally in high-level EPA meetings in Sacramento, one arranged by a congressional rep, told in my face that they are mandated to test for combustion particulates only, which these heavy metals and geoengineering are not part of those. So you can't find what you're not looking for, and literally the rest of their samples, other than for combustion particulates, go straight out the window. So the system appears to have been rigged from top to bottom, not to show this mountain of metal that's raining down on us. So again, the ramifications from these programs to people cannot be overstated. It's affecting virtually everything in the web of life, from our weather to toxifying our soils and waters and every breath we take. So the gravity of the situation.
Is anybody testing the soil or testing the water? I certainly haven't. There have been some private or tests of the soil and the aluminum levels in the soil?
Yes, lots of private tests, but no one will listen. No agencies listen.
What do the private tests show?
Well, in the Pacific Northwest, for example, we've had so much metal fall in the forests of the Pacific Northwest that normally have quite acidic soils. So much of this metal has fallen in recent years that these soils' pHs have changed 10, 12, sometimes 15 times toward alkaline. I've personally been in the field with USDA soil scientists taking tests and with a baseline, also test done by USDA, and showing massively alkaline soils.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Dave.
At this time of year, health and happiness is at the top of everyone's list. Staying in shape and lowering fat intake, reducing the chance of heart disease and early illness. Exercising daily along with a commitment to better health and nutrition will help you keep fit, not only for the new year, but for life. That's from Anytime Fitness, where we're always working to make our area a safer place to live, work, and raise a family. That's Anytime Fitness, 325 Winneka Parkway in Lafayette. For information, call 720-890-7437. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings." Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Dane Wigginton, and we're talking about the change in the soil. And Dane was just talking about having checked the soil. Were these people from the Agricultural Department, or who were you working with?
U.S. Department of Agriculture scientists. I was with Stan and coming up with readings that were radically off of the historical norm. And we have actually a very solid baseline from another USDA study for this entire region. So, and these guys, in spite of these very off readings, sheepishly off the record say, "Well, what do you want us to do about it?" You know, they're not about to be willing to bring this issue to light. They simply want to go to work at 8 and come home at 5 and not rock the boat. And I think that's the case through the whole system. I've been also in a closed-door meeting for Northern California Environmental Waste. They take readings of the Sacramento River, which is the drinking water for Southern California. Massive spikes of aluminum, and they are not willing to go on the record either. So you have incredible complacency with people whose task it is to protect public health and welfare. And I believe in academia, the knowledge of these programs is very extensive. I spoke to NOAA scientists about 6 months ago who said off the record they absolutely know about these programs. They're alarmed as hell. So, I think if we could bring this to public light, the dam would break from many different directions, because there's a vast knowledge of these programs going on in academia, and they're just simply not courageous enough to speak out yet.
Well, now, what impact is this having, number one, on the forest, number two, on the crops, and number three, on the animals and fish? Go ahead.
Well, on the forests, the damage is horrific. The effects of bioavailable aluminum, which means these particles are so small they can be uptaken by organisms, and the effects of aluminum, for example, are well documented, and it causes many organisms, when they sense this toxin, to virtually shut down to protect their DNA to avoid uptaking this toxin, so they die a very slow, protracted death. The trees in the Pacific Northwest, especially the fir trees, are dying at a horrific rate. The beetles are in those trees, of course, and they're scapegoated as the cause, but in fact there's an underlying cause. These trees are being exposed to a toxin which is literally killing them. So not only is it altering rain patterns radically, and most people know we have a very horrific drought in the continental U.S., which certainly can only be tracked back to geoengineering, but we also have a poisoning of the soils in addition to a pH change. So the effect is horrific. Aquatic insect life, according to a former U.S. Forest Service biologist in this region who's taken tests on aquatic insect life for several decades, has seen declines as much as 95%. So that effect is also catastrophic. And we have researchers from Norway and Germany now that are studying these nanoparticles being uptaken into plants, which means everything we eat, and are in fact being uptaken at a phenomenal rate. And they think are causing horizontal gene mutation in everything. So So in addition to, they tested grass, Dan, in Norway that the livestock eats there. They calculated how much aluminum a cow would eat over the course of a year based on how much aluminum was being uptaken in this grass. It was a little bit less, less than a kilo. It was just over half a kilo. But that's a tremendous amount of metal in 1 year, and their livestock is, in fact, mortality rate is going off the charts there as well. So, I mean, this is affecting virtually everything in the chain of life.
What about the whale study? Have you heard about this whale study that apparently has shown an increase in the aluminum in the blood of whales?
Yes. In fact, on that test, that was sort of a last-minute step they took to test for these inorganics in whales from, I believe there was 1,000 whales from the most remote places on the planet, and they were astounded, I think, is the word they used in the article, to find these massive metals of aluminum. And there's simply nowhere else it can come from but the air they're breathing. And again, there is nothing immune to these programs and what they're doing. And for those that want to research this further, again, our website, Stan, geoengineeringwatch.org, is a site for data. And for those that don't know why I'm involved with this, my background, I'm a former Bechtel Power employee. I have a background in renewable energy. My home is a very large off-grid home, cover of the world's largest renewable energy magazine. When I moved to the Pacific Northwest, began to lose massive amounts of my solar uptake, I knew something was wrong. I could see these grid patterns overhead, and I quickly came to the subject of geoengineering. So back to the effect on food and crops and so forth. Again, not only is it poisoning soils, changing pHs, but also blocking the sun. And that's the express purpose of geoengineering, is to block the sun. And that's exactly what we see happening, Stan. So we don't know what that does to photosynthesis. In addition to blocking the proper percentage of sunlight, it also alters the light wavelength form. And there's really no studies on that at this point. So, I mean, virtually everything in our biosphere is being very toxically altered and thwarted, our whole system of life here.
Well, now, basically, why in heaven's name, then, are they doing this? I mean, there has to be a reason why they're doing this spraying. Are they doing this to cut down on global warming? It seems to me that, in many respects, they would be increasing global warming because the sun rays couldn't reflect back off the surface of the Earth. What indeed is the motivation?
That cuts to the heart of the matter. Now, it appears there are probably a long list of things trying to be accomplished with these programs, but that is the stated purpose of the geoengineering patents, to slow runaway warming. The paradox is, as you already alluded to, is although these programs can and do create very large regional cooling, it comes at the cost of a worsened overall warming. And now this gets into some of the even worse aspects of these programs. So they can reflect sunlight, yes, and now we know that they are using ice nucleation, which is a chemical process to create snow out of what should have been a rainstorm. And this process does lower the air temperatures down. In fact, I watched this morning, Stan, on Weather Channel, as I see many mornings now, they're trying to explain how it's snowing at 40 degrees. It simply should not be, but the ice nucleation process can cause this to happen, and then the temps on the ground eventually drop down significantly after this chemical process continues. So yes, between blocking the sun and these chemical processes, they can cool temperatures down, but temporarily. And these reflective particles trap more heat than they reflect. So, and even according to NASA's own study, which we post on geoengineeringwatch.org, which NASA still calls persistent contrails, which we know to be particulate trails, are in fact contributing to global warming. They're shredding the ozone layer. They're altering wind currents, which are now altering ocean currents, which has now appears to have helped trigger methane mass expulsion in the Arctic. And this methane is a global game-changing event, which appears to have had geoengineering as a major causal factor. And now methane is filling our atmosphere. Again, this is something people will hear about because I don't think they can hide it for much longer. So geoengineering appears to be absolutely decimating the planet's climate system from top to bottom, in addition to toxifying everything. But the stated purpose, as you correctly mentioned, is to slow global warming, when in fact it appears to be one of the largest, if not the major factor in overall global warming.
Well, now, basically, what did this NASA study that you have posted say about persistent contrails? What was the basic theme?
Again, this is NASA's term. Persistent contrail is simply a way to try to hide the fact that they're spraying. NASA is nothing more than a private military arm of the government at this point. And, in fact, NASA has one of the patents for artificial ice nucleation. It's titled Artificial Ice Nucleation for Weather Modification. This is the chemical process I just described. And people should take note, on, especially as we head into spring, these temperatures are far too warm to snow in many regions, but yet it's snowing anyway, and these ice storms that are now common. And now they have thunder snow all the time. This was almost unheard of a decade ago, and now it's common. Why? Because we have subtropical moisture of rapidly warming upper atmosphere, so you have what should be thunderstorms that are dropping snow. Well, how can that be? It's artificial ice nucleation, and we know we've tested snow, for example, at the site of Mount Shasta, thought to be a pristine water source in Northern California. One test was 61,000 parts per billion of aluminum. That's literally highly toxic snow. So we know these dots connect absolutely positively. So, you know, again, the degree to which they are altering the weather at this point cannot be overstated, and it's something, if people research, they'll find hard data to back up the fact that these programs are going on. And on the agenda items, again, numerous purposes. We have military documents called Owning the Weather, which states the military objective to control weather in order to deal with adversarial countries. And we see events that appear to indicate that's happening. When Pakistan wasn't towing the line anymore for the U.S., suddenly they get hit with record floods that inundated the whole country. We saw the same thing happen in Thailand when Thailand refused to let the U.S. put a base there for, quote, weather monitoring purposes, which I think the Thai government knew was weather modification purposes, and they got inundated with floods. We see Iran being droughted out. Ahmadinejad's gone on the floor of the U.N. twice to speak about these programs, to say that their country's, you know, under attack from these weather modification programs. So,
Do they have a drought, or do they have excessive amounts of precipitation?
Iran is being droughted out. And now with the continental U.S., Dan, and again, the science on saturating the atmosphere with these particulates is very clear. It's not disputed. It causes drought, period. Now, it doesn't mean there's not rain and deluge somewhere else, because this moisture wads up and comes down somewhere in a deluge, but we have satellite images posted at geoengineeringwatch.org of the eastern Pacific, which is upstream from where our moisture comes from. Blanket spraying 24/7. You can see the grid patterns on these satellite images. And what do we have in the U.S.? Protracted drought. What do we have in England? Record rain. It disrupts the entire cycle. So, and then we have the disaster capitalists like Monsanto capitalizing off this geoengineered drought with their drought resistant, aluminum resistant seeds. So, again, this picture's not hard to see if people take a good hard look at it, but the ramifications to each and every one of us are positively horrific, and the metal particulates, Stan, cause a very slow, insidious shutdown of the human organism. According to internationally recognized and award-winning neuroscientists like Dr. Russell Blaylock, people can look him up online, these particles are so small and lethal, they enter right through the lung lining, straight into the bloodstream, where they adhere to cell receptors and shut down bodily systems slowly and insidiously. So, this is a very real and present danger. And short of nuclear catastrophe, Stan, we believe geoengineering to be the greatest threat to all that lives.
Well, my understanding is that aluminum is certainly instrumental in producing infertility and cancer, as well as multiple other physiological changes. Is that true?
According to available data, yes. There's really almost nothing it cannot cause, just because it shuts down the bodily functions, which triggers everything else. So, the list is almost endless with the degenerative effects that these metals can cause. And again, enough metal to change the forest floor pH is a lot of metal. And to kill trees, that's a lot of metal. So,
and of course, for the skeptic out there that says this just doesn't make sense, who in the right mind would do this? I suggest you go up on the internet and type in population control agenda. Population control agenda. You'll pull down an article I did probably over 10, 15 years ago. It's a little outdated, but it's still one of the finest things, the easiest to read on this subject, and it will explain to you there really are people who say there are too many people in the world. The population is exploding. We're going to have to do something. We've got to cut back dramatically on the population of the Earth. What a wonderful way to do it. Certainly, aluminum increases in fertility, produces cancer, and people die, and they've got to die of something, don't they? After all, there are too many people in the world. Our social service programs, Medicare, Medi-Cal, Social Security, they're collapsing under the weight. But if the people would simply die off, we wouldn't have the problem. And sounds incredible, but is there a possibility there's some truth to it? Our telephone number, if you'd like to give us a call, 877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. Give us a call. Love to hear from you. We'll be back in just a moment.
Our friends at Brush Housing Authority remind us that aging persons are especially susceptible during the winter months. Let's keep a special eye out for them during these cold days and nights, making sure their furnaces work correctly and that they have enough groceries and water. An occasional helping hand with snow shoveling can also keep an elderly person from a heart attack or breathing problems. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority, wishing everyone a safe, happy, healthy winter season. DRM Real Estate Advisors in Windsor would like to take this time to say thank you to all of the brave men and women in the armed forces who have served our country. Business owners, consider hiring veterans, our most dependable force. And to those heroes back home from missions abroad, you know that your dedication, selflessness, and courage are appreciated. May God bless America. This message is from DRM Real Estate Advisors in Windsor, reminding all of us that our freedom has never been free.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Dane Wigginton. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. Now, this is a very real problem, and most people have no idea what's going on. We have a caller on the line, but before we get to him, Dane, Would you like to get out your website, tell people how to get in touch with you and get your material, and then we'll get to the caller.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. Our website is geoengineeringwatch.org, all one word, geoengineeringwatch.org. And I would definitely suggest everybody to inform themselves on this issue, because we are all absolutely affected to a degree that we can scarcely imagine from these programs. I mean, it is literally a threat to everything that lives. It is affecting each and every one of us.
And people will say, well, but if this were true, we'd read about it. No, you wouldn't, ladies and gentlemen. The media is controlled. You know, when they were building the atomic bomb, they were working at it for 3 years. And yet, of course, no one heard about it. There were 25, 50,000 people working on it, and nobody talked. Nobody dared talk. There were terrible repercussions. And for the same reason today, this is going on. Nobody talks. And if you work for the government, you work for a university, or you work any place at all, they'll come after you and make your life miserable or possibly far worse if you dare to discuss what's really going on. And I will tell you that people are afraid. They're afraid to speak out. Well, who's our guest? Who's calling in?
Yeah, hello? Good morning, Dr. Stan, and good morning, Dane.
Good morning.
Go ahead. This is Jim in Northern Colorado.
Okay, Jim, good to have you with us. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I do. I wanted to ask Dane specifically if he's aware that this aerosol spraying several years ago had been going on in Germany, and I believe it was conducted by the German Air Force, and that the German public became aware of it, and they were so outraged they got it stopped in Germany. Is that have you heard about that?
I know there was a lawsuit from the German Meteorological Department, but to my knowledge, and all the data indicates, all NATO countries are still involved in these programs up to their eyeballs, and even satellite countries, if they try to refuse any of this activity in their airspace, which we saw. Incidentally, from Ireland, some years back, there was an attempt from Ireland to prohibit these programs in their airspace, and Ireland got economically crushed shortly after. And so I don't know of any official attempt to stop this, and they couldn't anyway. I mean, because these aerosols blow around over the globe, so you know, typically what's sprayed right overhead doesn't end up on you; it ends up somewhere downstream. But what's sprayed upstream comes down on wherever your location might be. So there's nobody immune from this. We see this from New Zealand to northern hemisphere locations, the most remote places on the globe. Again, as the whale study and Stan mentioned, 1,000 whales from the most remote places on the globe, all laden with these heavy metals. There is absolutely nowhere to hide. But I do know there was some movement in Germany.
The level of the aluminum in the blubber of the whales has gone up 2,000%. So, Jim, I really don't know anything at all about what's going on in Germany, but I doubt very much that they would be able to stop it.
What about the rainforest in South America? Is that suffering from same kind of aluminum contamination?
Yes, and also you have, again, the altered hydrological cycle. We see blanket spraying off the west coast of South America as well. And so you have these protracted droughts in various locations around the globe that really can only be attributed to geoengineering, because the planet is warming, period. It's not about Al Gore or carbon credits, but the geoengineering alone is warming the planet. And then as these other feedback mechanisms are triggered, like the methane mass expulsion I spoke of, which is a real event, this is, again, not about Gore or carbon credits. This is an event that's been triggered from anthropogenic cause, which geoengineering is. Geoengineering is an anthropogenic human activity. So as the planet warms, it should hold 7% more moisture for every degree of warming. It should be raining more globally, not the sort of droughts that we see, and it can only be attributed to the geoengineering blocking the sun. So the effects on virtually everything, and the rain that does fall, is toxic. So, again, we are in the sixth great mass extinction right now, and the species extinction rate is now measured as high as 10,000 times natural variability. That's 1,000,000% of normal. Up to 200 species a day are going extinct. I mean, this should be on the front of every newspaper everywhere. And the single greatest environmental destructive force is geoengineering. So all roads lead back to geoengineering in this case. So again, it's issue of the immense gravity. People should understand that this is something we all must take up and expose. And our hope is that in order to stop this, if people who are engaged in these programs, military people in particular, if they really understood what they're engaged with or what they were participating in, we hope they would refuse to participate. That's our greatest hope, because it's the only way that this can come to an end, if the people actually doing it realize they're killing themselves along with the rest of us.
What about HAARP? What is this High Altitude Auroral Research Project doing? Is that part and parcel of this?
Absolutely. When you saturate the atmosphere with conductive metal particulates, it enhances signal capability. HAARP, meaning people don't know what that is, it's a very, very powerful radio antenna array. There's one in Glucona, Alaska, and there's a number of other of these facilities around the globe, and now it appears China and Russia also have their own facilities. And these can heat, on the record it's stated, they can heat massive areas of the upper atmosphere, hundreds of miles wide, up to 15,000 degrees Fahrenheit. That causes a bulge in space, which it's quite conclusively felt now can steer the jet stream, which can then alter weather patterns as well. And the jet streams we see are completely unprecedented. This is why these cold events are being created. You know, in one area where, like I just mentioned, Atlanta, less than 2 weeks ago was 83, 84 degrees. It snowed 2 or 3 days later. We're seeing these unimaginable temperature swings now, and this is through jet stream manipulation and artificial ice nucleation of the moisture. So they alter the jet stream, deliver some colder air, further cool it down with chemical nucleation, which is, you know, we're not even sure what's in that yet. We have some analysis being done. So there's just nothing being held back. The atmosphere is like a giant chemistry lab for these people now, and we're all the lab rats.
Okay, fine. Jim, I'm going to let you go. We got another caller. Who's
Thank
calling
you.
In? Hello?
Hi, this is John from Kersey.
Hi, John. How are you doing? Incidentally, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. John, go right ahead.
Yes, you know, we've been wondering over here, what kind of flames they're using, because they spray this area almost every day. And actually, last Wednesday afternoon, we had a really nice blue sky for a change. And they had it, you know, just a few chemtrails going. And then what was really odd was the humidity was pretty low.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. We'll be right back in just a moment here.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
What? Good, clean, delicious water that's alkaline high pH that I can make in my own home? And I don't have to carry in all those heavy bottles or taste the water. You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you. With a Kangen water machine at your fingertips, you and your family can have clean, delicious, ionized, alkaline, high pH Kangen water. And so much more. Change your water, change your life. Call Rebecca Starnes at 720-209-9017. Again, 720-209-9017.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Dream Network, we have John calling. John, what was the point you were making?
Yes, it was a fairly clear day, and it was very low humidity. The humidity was 21% here locally, and there was two large X patterns in the sky, and we actually were sitting out in the sunroom, and we saw the pattern. One of the patterns was being completed, and it was the plane basically turned on the emission that was coming out of it just on the edge of town and then turned it off as it got past the other side of our town. So it was like somebody hit an on-off switch. And then as we were watching these things expand, there was a small cloud, a very small cloud in between these two X patterns, and the cloud had the colors of a rainbow, and it was so unique, we took a picture of it because we had never seen a cloud take on the colors of a rainbow, and certainly not when it was such low humidity. So I just wanted to put that out there for the people in this area that might have seen it. And also, we were wondering, what kind of planes do they generally use? Because you can't tell what kind of plane it is because, they're at such a high altitude.
We see everything from KC-135s, which over our area fly quite low and leave a different-looking trail from other aircraft. But it appears planes all across the spectrum are being used. Project Cloverleaf, which people can look up online, appears to be the layout for use of non-profitable commercial routes for these programs, kept flying with federal subsidies, good for the airlines and good for whoever runs these programs. And commercial aircraft have been identified from the ground leaving these particulate trails with GPS tracking, not implicating commercial pilots in any way, shape, or form, who probably have no idea what their aircraft is being used for. These systems are certainly probably automated. But on the turning on and off in the aircraft, if people go to geoengineeringwatch.org, we have posted a very up-close video of a spray plane, nozzles clearly visible, turning on and off. This was sent to us by, it was on YouTube, posted as well, by someone in a private jet following one of these planes, and it's quite spectacular footage. You can see the nozzles sticking out of the wings, and you can see them turning on and off. There's absolutely no question what they're doing. So, I mean, we have absolute proof, not to mention all the contaminants on the ground and so forth, but people should all pick up this cause, and everybody can make a huge difference in this raising awareness.
Can you tell me why this cloud was so colorful? Because there was no part of this cloud that was white. It was mauve, it was pink, it was turquoise, it was deep blue, and it was just one little cloud in between these two big X patterns.
Again, you know, such metals, these metal particulates are going to refract a lot of different light wavelength forms. So, you know, that's exactly what's causing your colorful cloud there. And with a light spectrometer, I'm sure we'd find it's much more than just water reflecting that, especially with the humidities.
Good thought. Hey, our telephone number is 877-254, 877-254-7524. Anything else before we let you go, John?
Well, thanks for giving me this time, Stan. I just wanted to say they spray here almost every day, and we don't get that many really nice blue sky days like we used to, but I had never seen that type of a cloud formation before, even though they spray here very regularly.
We don't know what
they're so important to point out to people, that we don't see the intense blue skies we used to. I mean, I can remember We used to see them all the time, and now you almost never see them. So
you're going to see them less and less because, as I mentioned earlier, you know, these spray programs have altered wind currents, which have altered ocean currents, and now with methane expulsion happening, again, this significance of this event cannot be overstated. It's a global game-changing event that these programs have helped to trigger, and the only thing they know how to do to hide the damage they've already done with the spraying is to spray more. And that's exactly what they're doing. So they're painting us further into a corner every day, and I think our blue skies are going to be almost non-existent here. And we are really under full-scale assault at this point. And
well, I think we're under full-scale assault, and we may be non-existent before long.
Yes.
There is an attack on humanity, ladies and gentlemen, on the whales, on the human beings. Read my population control agenda monograph. It's up on the Internet. You can get it on our website, but it's posted separately. Read it, understand, and join us in this epic struggle for the survival of humanity, because there really are forces that hate humanity. Well, we have another caller. Who's calling in?
Hi, this is Dan in Northern Colorado.
Well, hi, Dan. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
There's not much time left, and I'll fire pretty quickly here. I noticed on NOAA's website, when I click on radar at the bottom, where you can actually see the rays of HAARP going into and directed toward these storms that we see in certain areas in the country. That's just a comment. Another one, really, we all need to check out, and Dane, I really appreciate what you're doing. You're right spot on. You speak very scientifically. It's awesome to hear that. But check out ChemBuster, and I don't remember the website, but ChemBuster is a possible remedy. It's kind of metaphysical, and I'm more scientific than I am metaphysical, but I think we all need to check this out. It might be a possible remedy, and it might be worth the chance, worth a try to look at this, because they claim that they can actually nullify the chemtrails and that whole
Well, I would avoid anything of a metaphysical, because they're the ones who are behind this whole thing. Anyway, God bless. We're just about out of time, and I want to thank you for calling. And, Dane, I want to thank you very much for everything you're doing. We'll be talking about your videos here after the break. But, anyway, do you have a parting thought before we let you go?
Please, if people could understand the importance, help us raise this issue to light. Michael Murphy's film, Why in the World Are They Spraying, at whyintheworldarethespraying.com, great tool, and also our articles on geoengineeringwatch.org. We all need to help raise awareness, and each of us can do this by helping to inform others, reaching groups, organizations, and individuals that would care if they only knew, so we can all do this together. It's going to take all of us.
Geoengineeringwatch.org. Geoengineeringwatch.org. And ladies
yes.
and gentlemen, you need to get informed. You need to help us get the information out. It sounds incredible, but we live in a world gone mad. Bye-bye, Dane. Talk to you real soon.
Thanks, Dan.
Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. This is Pastor Michael Golden. My wife, Danny, and I would like to invite you to join us at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation for a Mikra HaKodesh, a holy convocation, every Saturday, Shabbat, at 1 p.m. at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. We'll be having praise and worship, fellowship, midrash teaching and study time, followed by an oneg. Check out our website at www.voiceofmanywaters.org. That's voiceofmanywaters.org. Or call us at 1-303-522-3562. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
Well done. And here at Harrison Network, I hope you enjoyed the interview with Dane. Now, we do have a DVD he helped to put out. It's called, What in the World Are They Spraying? What in the World Are They Spraying? They have a follow-up to it, of Why in the World Are They Spraying? And then we carry a DVD. It's called Geoengineering. It's Rosalind Peterson's talk she gave before our conference here 2 years ago. Has some of the most amazing footage in it. I think you'll find it fascinating. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We have a four-tape set on weather modification. We have a four-tape set on harp. We actually have books on both weather modification and harp. We even have a DVD put out by our friend Bob Fletcher, Weather is a Weapon. Weather is a Weapon. That's Bob Fletcher. But they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, behind all of this is the population control agenda, which I cover very well in my talk on Agenda 21, the Covert Plan, or Population Control of the Covert Plan, the Covert Agenda. They're all available from Radio Liberty. That's What in the World Are They Spraying? Why in the World Are They Spraying? Geoengineering by Rosalind Peterson. If you're only going to get one, get Geoengineering by Rosalind Peterson. And then, of course, we have the four-tape set on weather modification, four-tape set on harp, a book on weather modification, a book on harp, and then, of course, we have my talks on Population Control, the Covert Agenda, Agenda 21, the Covert Plan, and Bob Fletcher, Weather is a Weapon. And ladies and gentlemen, the weapon is being used against us. They really do intend to destroy the majority of humanity. Certainly they're destroying our seed crops, and they're contaminating their other genetic seeds, into other fields. So most of our crops are getting contaminated, and the genetically modified soy, genetically modified wheat, and canola and cotton seed. Basically, of course, all of this has three functions, or two major functions. They decrease fertility in human beings, and they cause cancer, as well as disrupting the rest of the physiology. They know what they're doing. They don't want you to know. We are under attack today, and you've got to get involved, and you've got to start talking, and you've got to convince others. And if there were enough people and a massive outcry, we could have an effect. But it's really up to you. I can only do 5 hours of talk radio a day. You go to our website. You can listen to us on the Internet. We have stations across America. If you're in a position to help financially, we'd certainly love to have it, because we go going behind, and we have to subsidize this, but we have 50 stations that carry our programs. We're getting the word out. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. And again, if you'd like to buy a case of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, they come to less than $2.40 each. And if you get a case, you can give them away, you can lend them, you can sell them, do whatever you want to, but get people to understand the spiritual forces, the very real, dark and sinister spiritual forces behind everything going on today. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty. I pray vision and protection until tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin.